Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them, right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! Let's go.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send you. But I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music. Wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. Meadows of dawn and dew. But there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
Beatles from the first Ed Sullivan appearance, February 9th, 1964. They first came to America that week and appeared on Ed Sullivan for the first time in the United States. All My Loving, Till There Was You, and She Loves You. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And last week was the first anniversary of this little show we call The Cavern that I've been privileged to host for the last year, and next week is the anniversary of the Beatles' first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show and their arrival in the United States. So we figured we'd split the difference and celebrate it. We're calling it the 49 plus one anniversary. Sorry, that's the best I could do, because it's 49 years of, you know, the Beatles since the Beatles came, and 1 year since the show started. And so we're going to be playing all of the Ed Sullivan live appearances by the Beatles from 1964 and one from 1965. So we have a trivia question that relates to 1965, because later in that year, or actually it was in 66, the Beatles appeared on Ed Sullivan for the fifth time, but this time it was via video. Their last live appearance was in 1964, but they appeared in 66 with Paperback Writer and Rain, two videos that they released on the Ed Sullivan Show. And so it was evident that Paul McCartney had a chipped tooth in both videos, but especially in the Paperback Writer video. And so the question is, this is not exactly a musical question, but what was the reason, or how did Paul chip his tooth and where? So you have to have both parts of that. How did he do it and where did it happen? And while you're contemplating that and dialing 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545, we are going to play the second half of the Beatles' first appearance on Ed Sullivan on February 9th, 1964. I saw her standing there, and I want to hold your hand. Once again. She would have danced with another.
want you back again. That boy isn't good for you, though he may want you to. This boy wants you back again.
Thank you very much, everybody, and good evening. How are you? All right. This song we just done was called This Boy, and it was off the album we made for Capital. LP, that's LP in English. It's the same thing. I can't speak. It was off the LP. Oh, all right. It was off the LP we made for Capital Records album, you see. Anyway, of course you can. Right, we'd like to sing another one off the same LP. This one's called All My Loving. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing. That my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send.
Beatles with the first half of the second week that they played live on Ed Sullivan. That was taped, or excuse me, that was played live in Miami, February 16th, 1964. We heard She Loves You, This Boy, and All My Loving. And we started off that set with the second half of the first show that they were on on February 9th, 1964, again live in New York. And we heard, "I saw her standing there, and I want to hold your hand." To this moment, we have not got a correct answer to the trivia question yet. So I'm going to repeat it. And I guess it's not really music trivia. It's really trivia, you know, so you have to excuse me. But basically, the Beatles did four live appearances, the last one being in 1965 on Ed Sullivan. And then the fifth time they were on Ed Sullivan and subsequent times, it was all via videotape. And the first time in 1965 was Paperback Writer and Rain. And it's evident in both of those songs, but especially on Paperback Writer, that Paul had a chipped tooth. It's very obvious. And so the big question for the night is, how and where did Paul chip his front tooth? If you have the correct answer and you want to win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique, please call us at 908-852-4545. We're going to take a break now and then continue on with the second half of the February 16th, 1964 show from Miami.
Join us for Contours, WNTI's Issues and Arts radio magazine. Each week, the Contour staff brings our listeners stories about what's happening in the WNTI listening area, science reports, food segments, and interviews with performers and authors. Tune in Sundays at 9 a.m. and find out the scoop. Contours, Sunday mornings right here on 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College.
WNTI support comes from our members in Mountain Ledge Music, presenting Winter Groove, a songwriting symposium and Mardi Gras party taking place at Bassa Park in Bud Lake, New Jersey on Saturday, February 9th at 2 p.m. Presenters include Chasing June and Greg Cagno with a performance at 8 p.m. by the Voo Dudes. Tickets and information available at grooveinthegrove.com.
Work, kids, responsibilities, your life is full. That's why Centenary College's highly regarded business program is accelerated to accommodate busy adults like you. Earning a bachelor's degree in business or your MBA has never been more convenient or affordable. Classes meet once a week in Parsippany or Edison, or you can earn your degree entirely online. You can even earn your MBA on Saturdays. See how easy it is to earn your degree from Centenary College. For a college degree designed around your busy schedule, go to www.centenarycollege.edu/SBS.
Since I saw her standing there.
you. Thank you very much. Thank you. One, two, three. Da 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 da. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody. Well, that was from me to you. And we'd like to finish off this bit with a song which has always been a great favorite of ours. This is one that was recorded by our favorite American group, Sophie Tucker.
WNTI, where great music lives.
You know, all of us on the show are so darn sorry, and sincerely sorry, that this is the third and thus our last current show with the Beatles, because these youngsters from Liverpool, England, and their conduct over here not only is fine professional singers, but as a group of fine youngsters will leave an imprint with everyone over here who's met him. And that goes for all of us on our show.
Words to my girl. think you understand when I say that someday I wanna hold your hand. Such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand when I feel that something. I wanna hold you.
Something happened there. I'm not sure what. But anyway, that was the end of the 1964 February 16th show on the Ed Sullivan Show with the Beatles playing live. And we heard a interrupted version of I Want to Hold Your Hand. And before that, we heard the beginning of that was at the end of the show. They only played three songs on that show, one at the end and then two at the beginning. Then we heard Twist and Shout and Please Please Me. And we started that set off way back at the beginning with I Saw Her Standing There, From Me to You, and I Want to Hold Your Hand, all from the show that was played in Miami on the 16th of February. That was the second half of the show. I don't know if I announced the first show correctly. That was taped, actually, in Washington, D.C., on the earlier in the day of February 23rd, and then it was shown on air later that evening. Okay, so that's correct. We have the correct answer to the trivia question, so no need to continue calling. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to continue with the final live appearance of the Beatles on September 12th, 1965, after the break.
Hi, this is Helen Forster. Join us in E-Town this week. With us is adorable and brilliantly talented Kat Edmondson, plus Reed Fahl, and our Lifetime Achievement Award winner of the week, Dr. Jane Goodall. It's a special show you won't want to miss this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Satter's Restoration of Branchville, New Jersey. Satter's offers restorations of wooden canvas canoes by Old Town, Chestnut, EM, White, and others. Restorations including repairs and refinishing. Satter's also offers restoration of other wooden pieces, including furniture. Information available at Satter'sRestoration.com or by phone 973-948-5242.
If you have a smartphone or tablet that runs the Android operating system, you can now listen to WNTI on your Android device with the TuneIn Radio app. Just go to WNTI.org and click on the TuneIn app logo on the homepage. Follow the instructions, and then you can listen to WNTI anywhere in the United States and the world. So go to WNTI.org for information on the TuneIn Radio app for Android.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much. And good evening. We'd like to carry on the show with a song, which is the B-side of our latest record.
Yay!
Thank you. This one's called I'm Down.
And out of tune, Ringo.
I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. I'd win an Oscar.
the Beatles with Act Naturally, and we started that set off with I Feel Fine and I'm Down from their September 12th, 1965 appearance and their fourth appearance live on the Ed Sullivan Show. We have an answer to the trivia question, and that had to do with the chipped tooth that Paul McCartney had experienced and was very evident in the Paperback Writer video. And Andrea from Columbia won the gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey, because she knew the answer was that it was on a moped. He had a moped accident in Liverpool while visiting a friend, and that's what chipped his tooth in December 1965. Linda from Sparta also called with the correct answer, so thank you very much for everyone that called in. And now we're going to go out with the second half of the last live appearance on September 12, 1965 on the Ed Sullivan Show. We're going to hear Ticket to Ride, Yesterday, and then Help, and then we're going to finish the show with Paperback Writer, the first video that the Beatles sent to the Ed Sullivan Show. So, Ticket to Ride.
Now, Ticket to Ride, Yesterday, and Help. The Beatles, here they are.
Thank you very much. We'd like to carry on now with a song from our new album in England, and it'll be out in America shortly. And it's a song with featuring just Paul, and it's called Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had say, I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need
place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, no, no, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday, yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Thank you, Paul. I was just like him. The next song we'd like to sing is the last one for tonight. I'd like to thank you all. It's been wonderful. It's been great. Yes, wonderful. And it's also our latest record, and it's the title song. It's also the title song from our latest film called Help.
I'm not afraid to die. You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.